Fred Allen Show, originally scheduled for this time, will not be heard. In its place, Special Service invites you to call on...
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, Jack, we've got company.
George Burns and Gracie Allen. Come on in, soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations, as the Special Service Division rebroadcasts the Burns and Allen Show. Paul Whiteman's orchestra and chorus start the proceedings with I Got Sixpence.
Morning at the Burns House, and we find Gracie at the front door talking to her good friend and daily visitor, the postman.
So that's why I'm late this morning, Mrs. Burns. I was in the dentist chair for 2 hours.
Oh, you poor man. Did the dentist hurt you?
Yes, but I didn't flinch. Not a whimper escaped my lips. I have nerves of steel.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Postman. You must be the Alan Ladd of the post office.
How true. The muscles of my jaws are so strong, the dentist couldn't pull my tooth out. He tried and chiseled and hammered.
Oh, how awful.
Yes. Finally, the dentist couldn't stand it. He had to give himself a shot of Novocaine.
Oh, you know, I used to pull a tooth by tying a string around it and fastening the other end to a doorknob. And then I slammed the door.
I tried that. Here, I've got it in my pocket.
Oh, it worked. Oh, and what a big tooth.
That's the doorknob.
Oh, yes. You know, when my father wanted to get one of his teeth out, he had a stroller.
Gee, I'd like to try it.
Oh, I wouldn't. You'd have to go all the way up to San Francisco and pick a fight with my mother.
Oh, I wish you lived a little closer. Well, here's your mail. Just a magazine today.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
What's the postman bring?
My favorite magazine.
Which is that? Life, Look, Pick, Click?
Oh, no, none of those. This is a dignified magazine for the intelligent woman. It's full of interesting items about famous personalities.
What's the name of it?
Jake.
Man, that's very dignified.
Mm. It has real inside facts that no other magazine would dare print. And just listen to this item. Whose wife has been going out with who, and who's burned up about it?
Who?
Oh, naturally they don't tell that. They have to draw the line somewhere.
Well, naturally.
Oh, and here's the real news. Over here on the society page, it says that Freddie Langdon, the millionaire playboy, is opening up his Beverly Hills home for the summer.
Freddie Langdon?
Yes. Just look at these pictures of him. Oh, isn't he beautiful?
He doesn't look like so much to me.
Oh, look at this one in the baby suit. Oh, look how broad he is.
I'm just as broad as he is.
Yeah, but his is in the shoulders.
Probably got on water wings or something.
Come in. Oh, hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Tessie. You're just in time. The new issue of Dirt Pen this morning.
Oh, I adore Dirt.
Oh, me too. And this week they have a picture of Freddie Langdon, the playboy. Here he is in a bathing suit. How do you like him?
Oh, but see, for Pete's sake, look, why don't you stop? I look as good in a bathing suit as he does.
Ah, you're cute.
What I do? How about those two girls who followed me everywhere I went at Ocean Park?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, dear. They were lifeguards.
Well, I don't believe it, and I still say I look as good as Langdon. I'll go upstairs and I'll put on my bathing suit and take it.
Gracie, what did Dirk say about Freddie Langdon?
Oh, he doesn't say much.
just that he's opening his summer home and needs a cook and a maid.
Oh, gee, I envy the girl to get those jobs. Imagine being in the same house with him.
Yeah, and he might even marry one of them. I read a story about a millionaire playboy who married a cook.
Really?
Yeah, he was wasting his life gambling for hours at the martini table and drinking one dry roulette after another.
Oh, isn't that awful?
But just in time, he looked at his cook and realized that he loved her for her loyalty and her simplicity and her pathos.
Oh, Gracie, could that happen in real life?
But of course it could. Well, I'll bet you... Say, Christy.
Huh?
Why don't you apply for the job as Freddie Langdon's cook in Maryland?
Oh, but it might not work. Mr. Langdon is hiring a maid, too, and he might prefer her to me.
Well, why should he?
Well, she might have a more well-rounded education.
Oh, wait, I've got it. I'll take the job as maid.
You?
Yes, and as soon as you've landed him, I'll quit. That way you won't have any competition.
Oh, Crazy, you're a real friend.
Hi, girls, what's new?
Oh, hello, Bill. Bill, you can be the first to congratulate Christy. At last, she's going to fulfill her destiny.
Really? Got a job as a stevedore, huh?
Oh, no, Bill. Christy's going to marry a millionaire. Bill, it's Christy.
Well, girls, here I am. My bathing suit seems to have shrunk a little bit. What's wrong with Christy?
Well, she's never seen you in a bathing suit, George. It doesn't affect me because I...
I know, you're trying to rip me. Still yelling on the sky. Look at me. Another comment. This suit is kind of tight, but it couldn't be that bad. I better take a good look in the mirror.
This is Paul Weissman. New York is cheering a Smash musical show. It's called Oklahoma. And here's one of its top tunes. People will say we're in love.
Gracie's plan to get Tootsie married to millionaire Freddie Langdon is now in operation. The girls are just arriving at his home, where they hope to be hired as cook and upstairs maid.
Oh, be still, my heart. Not at all, right, Gracie.
Let's see. Oh, your heart doesn't seem to be on quite straight.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, that's all right. It's just that your face is on a little crooked.
Oh, thank goodness, that's all it is.
Now, remember, Tootsie, let me do the talking.
Yes?
Are you Freddie Langdon, the well-known playboy?
Playboy? Just who are you?
Well, we've come to ask your advertisement for two servants.
Oh, well, that's different. At last, I've got help. Come right in.
You think we'll do?
Well, you'll do as a maid, but I don't know about your friend here. I need a cook, not a butler.
Oh, no, no. This isn't a butler. This is Miss Stagwell, the cook.
Oh, I see. Is that her regular position?
Oh, no, no. The damp weather makes her bend over like that. So how do you do, Mr. Langdon, Christy?
How do you do, Mr. Langdon?
Hey. Bagwell, in this house, the cook does not bite the master's ear.
Goodness, Gracie, he's healthy.
But he's right, Gracie. He shouldn't bite his ear before he's seen your references.
Now then, Miss...
Lafleur. Mimi Lafleur. I'm a French maid.
French?
Oh, yes. And I wasn't always a maid. Once my father owned a castle in France, but we lost our castle and all our money.
You don't speak with a French accent.
We lost that, too.
No doubt. Would you like me to explain your duties to you, Miss Lafleur?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's French for we wish.
You're a very unusual servant, Miss Lafleur. Where was your last place of employment?
Oh, I was in working for a party named George Burns.
Why did you leave it?
Well, Mr. Burns wanted me to be more than a maid to him.
I don't blame you for quitting a rotter like that. Dad, why do they have to be such men?
I don't know.
Sweet, innocent girl like you. You, really are an awfully cute little thing, Miss Lafleur.
Oh, Mr. Langdon.
Oh, yes, you are, Miss Lafleur. Or do most people call you Mimi?
Oh, no, very few people do.
Has anyone ever told you you're very good looking?
Naturally.
I should think they would. Your eyes are like stars, and your lips...
Oh, what's the matter, Tootsie?
Gracie, am I mistaken, or am I getting nowhere here?
Oh, that's right. Mr. Langdon, you shouldn't be telling me those things. You should be telling them to Miss Stagwell.
To Miss Stagwell?
Well, certainly. Someday, Miss Stagwell will make a lovely wife for some nice man.
Well, thank goodness I'm a rat.
Oh, but Mr. Langdon, wouldn't it be wonderful if you were my rat?
Bagwell, I'm interested in you only as a cook. Now, if you'll pardon me, I'll get the key to the servants' quarters. Make yourselves at home.
Crazy, this is awful. I haven't got a chance with you around.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm going home right now, and you'll have them all to yourself.
Wonderful.
But, Tootsie, you'll be all alone in this house with a strange man. Is that all right?
All right.
Again.
Where have you been?
I'm trying to get Tootsie a husband.
Oh, why don't you give up? No man would ever look at that broken-down dame.
Oh, George, that's not nice. Everybody puts on poor Tootsie. Even the government insulted her.
The government?
Yes. They gave her a number 17 shoe stamp, and she only wears number 14.
Yeah, she's a toe dancer. Mother wrapped her feet when she was a kid. I'll answer it. Yes?
Are you George Burns?
That's right.
George, just as I pictured you, Burns, a sly, sneaking thief. Hmm? What have you done with my upstairs girl?
Your upstairs girl?
I know she's here. My cook told me so. And I'll get her if I have to tear this house apart.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just try it, and I'll show
you. What?
Just straighten up after you, I guess.
Hello, Mr. Langdon.
Mimi. Mimi? Am I too late, Mimi? Has this brute pursued you from room to room?
Oh, no. No, not since 1931.
Gracie, what is this?
Mr. Langdon, I'd like you to meet my husband.
Your husband? So you're not a little French maid. You made a fool out of me, huh?
Yes.
French maid? Gracie, what does he mean, French maid?
Well, Tootsie and I took jobs at his house, so he'd get to know her and love her, naturally.
Oh, so that's it. Okay, Langdon, beat it.
Oh, no. No, I'm not giving up a maid that easily.
Well, what can you do about it?
Ever hear of the president's freezing order? This girl is frozen to my upstairs for the duration.
But we're married.
I can't help that, brother. Go argue with the president.
Oh, my goodness, George. We can't go against the president. I guess I'll have to stay frozen. Goodbye.
But Gracie.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. But I'll see you again just as soon as I go out.
Oh.
Jimmy Cash singing a new tune, that's a mighty cute tune, The Right Kind of Love.
Freddie Langdon took Gracie away. George was in a panic. He didn't know how to handle a situation, so he turned for advice to a man whom he had always respected for his intelligence, keen judgment, and utter lack of fear.
What should I do, Bill?
You go right over to Langdon's house and get Gracie back.
Yeah, but he's a pretty husky guy. I'd run right over there if I was in better shape.
If you were in better shape, you wouldn't have to. Gracie would run back here.
Look, Bill.
Yeah, George, I'll bet you could take this fellow, Langdon, if you use the Goodwin system.
What's that?
Well, you just grab his right arm in your left hand, grab his left arm in your right hand, pull him towards you, wrap both arms around him, and squeeze until he gives up.
Well, do you think it'll work on Langdon?
Well, I don't know. I never tried it on a man.
Okay, Bill, that's enough. I'll do my own thinking. How I do. Come in.
Greetings, Wilburn. I trust I find you well.
Oh, hello, Cueball.
Sir, I am Nigel Bolingbroke, America's most distinguished actor.
What do you want?
I want to borrow $10.
Look, you're not getting any $10 out of me now, Peter.
Very well. I shall hold no bitterness. Goodbye, Burns. Farewell to you, handsome Bill.
Well, farewell to you.
What did you call me? Handsome Bill. That's what all the girls called you.
Oh, really?
Why, certainly. As you know, Handsome Bill, I've always wondered if you're as generous as you are handsome.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. How could I be?
There's your quite right. You are a handsome rascal, you know. You have the classic features of Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'm not sure I know what Hamilton looked like.
Why, I'd love to show you. There's a splendid picture of him on a $10 bill.
Oh, no, you're not getting $10 out of me.
I fear I am left with but one alternative. I shall be forced to teach some wayward youth the rudiments of snooker.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Cueball. I just had a thought. How would you like to earn that $10?
Sir, if your thought involves work, perish it.
Look, all you have to do is ask. Do you think you could play the part of a girl's father?
Why not? One of the greatest roles was that of Colonel Cobb, father of Mary Lou Cobb, in a drama of the old South entitled Moonlight and Cornpone.
Well, okay, today you're Tootsie Sagwell's father.
Yes.
Colonel Sagwell. Come on, I'll explain it to you on the
way. One moment, please. Surely you don't expect to purchase my Shakespearean artistry for a mere $10. I should have been paid $10 for one word.
Look, do you want the job?
Yes.
Well, here's the $10.
You see? I still get $10 for one
word. Well, come on, let's go.
Gracie, do you think I'm getting anywhere with Mr. Langdon? He hasn't proposed yet.
Oh, don't
Don't worry, he will. I love that subtle hint you gave him. Serving 6 courses of wedding cake for dinner.
And did you like the way I decorated the cake with icing?
Oh, wonderful. The little bride and groom on top kissing each other. And written underneath, "It could happen to me."
Oh, that was
subtle,
too.
And, Tootsie, if he doesn't propose tonight, you can give him a stronger hint at breakfast.
What?
Well, put a diaper in his napkin, then.
Oh, wouldn't
you? Mr. Langdon, there's someone at the door. I'll answer it.
You want me to answer it? You're supposed to be the servant here.
Oh, I'm the upstairs girl. I don't let anybody in unless they knock on the roof.
Oh, what's the use? All right, I'll answer. Aha! So you saw how the scoundrel has been trifling with my daughter's affections. I beg your pardon.
Why, Mr. Sagwell.
Gracie, this is Tootsie Sagwell's father, Colonel Sagwell. He's come here to make Mr. Langdon marry Tootsie.
Oh, I see. Oh. I'm kind of cute.
Now, see here.
Quiet, Jenkins.
Sir, if you all know what's good for you all, sir, you all better marry my little gal right now.
Tell me, daughter, did this guy Yanker try to take advantage of you? Did he try to kiss you?
No, make him do it, Patty.
Confound yourself. You'll drag the proud name of
Bagwell.
Oh, a Bagwell in the mud. And now, sir, you got to marry my daughter.
Now, see here, this is blackmail.
Look, Mr. Langdon, if you let my wife come home with me, I think I might be able to call the colonel off.
Yes, I might listen to Mr. Burns.
Huh? Oh, no, you won't. This is Tootsie's chance to marry a millionaire.
Millionaire? You mean this charming gentleman is that well to you?
Huh? Oh, Mr. Langdon. Mr. Langdon is fantastically rich.
Well, 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 Mr. Langdon, you and I can arrive at a manageable financial settlement.
Hey, you can't do that. You gave me your word.
My word, sir, is absolutely worthless. Now then, Mr. Langdon, shall we say $50?
Fine. Now, just a minute, Mr. Langdon. You don't have to give him a cent. He isn't Tootsie's father at all. He's a pool room bum I hired.
My dear Mr. Burns.
Yes.
I despise you.
Oh, come on, Jason. We're going home.
Oh, no, you're not. She's still my upstairs girl, and she's still frozen to her job.
Why, it's been a long winter, hasn't it?
But look here, Langdon. She's my wife. She belongs with me.
That's right, and you're not going to separate her.
Gracie, have you got an idea?
Yes, George. Let me hear you say, dinner is served.
Oh, no. No.
The Burns and Allen Show was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations.
Oh, my hammer,
hammer ring.
Oh, my hammer,
hammer ring.
Well, no overhead a hammer,
hammer ring.
No overhead a hammer,
hammer ring.
The 40-pound hammer,
hammer ring.
The 40-pound hammer,
hammer ring.
Well, the no overhead a hammer,
hammer ring.
A special service after show. Featuring the mellow music of the Golden Gate Quartet.
Well, no, we didn't have a decent family. Let me tell the three of their names. It was a ham, a
sham,
Jeff and Gomaya. You're gonna build my house just a little bit higher. Play on my harp with daughters of Zion. And over had a hammer,
hammer.
Well, no, we had a hammer,
hammer. Then
he took the 40-pound hammer,
hammer. Then
he took the 40-pound hammer,
hammer.
Then go ringing in the bottom,
hammer. Then
go ringing in the bottom,
hammer.
Then go ringing in the live oak,
hammer. Ring.
Go ring it in the light,
hammer ring.
Build a ring, a hole, ring a hole,
hammer ring.
Ring, oh, ring, oh,
hammer ring.
Go ring a hole, ring a hole,
hammer ring.
Go ring, oh, ring,
hammer ring.
Run overhead, hammer,
hammer ring.
No overhead, hammer,
hammer ring.
Took the 40-pound hammer,
hammer ring.
On the 40-pound hammer,
hammer ring.
Build one deep morning, bright and fair. Pitch on my wings and try the air. Fiery up on angel's wings. Then don't see me gonna hear me sing. Gonna fiery up on the mountain top. Make my wings go fit the flop. Gonna overhead a hammer.
Hammer ring.
Hello, hello.
Hammer ring.
Turn the 40-pound hammer.
Hammer ring.
On the
40-pound
hammer.
Hammer ring.
saddle on Tito. Get on board. Tell it to trigger now, my Lord Tito.
All aboard. All aboard.
All aboard. All aboard. You better get your house out of the game. You know the same for the season. Don't you have a little bow, bow, have a little bow. Don't you have a little cup of the game. You know the same for the season. Now this fortune cannot so plenty be so heavy. Can't you imagine that you can hear this thing do? It's all so far, lots of do. You know the train's gonna be there. I'll see you there.